Magic 104, today's hits. You may have heard of my next guest from either YouTube, perhaps Twitch. She was on numerous television shows, her very popular web series, The Guild, Eureka, also Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, The Magician, Supernatural, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a very busy lady, also a mom and author. I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, Felicia Day. Felicia, thank you so much for coming on with me. Oh, no problem at all. You are one busy lady. I've been reading a little bit about you, and you are always working on something. I guess let's start off right there. Before we get into your book, and that's why we're talking today, Embrace Your Weird, your brand new book, let's talk about time. Where do you find the time for all of these projects?
You know, it is about using a scalpel and dividing it as often and much as I can.
Yeah.
And really reevaluating and prioritizing my life all the time. When you're creative, you have to have goals, or you just kind of wander and think of ideas all the time. And a lot about my book is finding who you are, finding out what you want to say, and setting goals to be able to accomplish those things, because otherwise it's just dreams, right?
Right, exactly. And that's why I wanted to start off kind of with that question, because I can only assume that has to be a little bit of the motivation on why you wanted to write a book like Embrace Your Weird.
Yeah, over the years, I have inspired a lot of people that people have told me to create things. My whole story is all about it being an actor, but also I picked up a camera in the very first days of YouTube and I started making a series. I wrote it, I started it, and I produced it in my garage for hundreds of dollars, and it became a huge phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And that really has inspired a lot of people to start creating and also get help for their anxiety and depression, because I wrote a memoir several years ago where I was very transparent about the battles that I have to go through every day to get my creativity out there. And that feedback really made me want to make a book about the audience versus about me. So Embrace Your Weird is an interactive self-help book in a way, but it's a funny, it's a book that you do drawings and writing and everything like that. And the whole goal is to unleash who you are, unlock your creativity, and get it out there in the world, because nobody else is you. You should get your voice out there.
Absolutely. The book's called Embrace Your Weird, and it's available now where books are sold. Let's talk about a few of the different parts. We don't want to give it all away here, but one of the parts that I really found interesting was discovering your hero self, kind of finding that little bit of weird about you, and then, as you say, turning it into a superpower. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times in life we are discouraged to be ourselves. The things that make us stand out are things we hide sometimes with shame or just try to protect ourselves, because we're vulnerable. And the key to living and creating is putting those weirdnesses out there in the forefront. No one ever shared a video online because it was like every other video they see. They share things because they're different. They surprise the brain. They make you see life in a different way. They make you laugh in an unexpected way. And those are the things that you can only channel by really digging down into who you are and what makes you different from everybody else. And so, yeah, I guess the message here is that those are your superpowers, the things that make you stand out, especially with creativity. And being creative is the process of finding out who you are and getting it out into the world. So it's important to prioritize in your life. And that's what my book does in a funny, interactive way.
Very cool. Yeah, and I can only assume, too, and I think I've discovered this, I think everybody has, once they maybe discover that little bit of weird and start to share that passion they have for something or whatever that little quirk may be, there's actually others out there that they can relate to and like it just as much and really can just make more of a world out of it, which is really nice. It's something to share.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being brave to show that your differences, it really is the way that you feel most settled in yourself. Yes, some people might be like, oh, that's not for me. You're not for me anymore. And that hurts. But in showing who you are and putting it forth, you're going to attract the kind of people into your life who will support you with who you are. And those people will ultimately make you more happy in life, because if we're not being authentic, I think there is a little bit of unhappiness there. And I want to help people overcome that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And actually, that's another part of the book. One of the topics that you cover in Embrace Your Weird is finding joy, kind of giving your brain room to stretch and make sure that you enjoy whatever your passion is, whatever the work that you are pursuing, you're having fun while doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of just changing your mindset about creativity, because when we think about being creative, we think of people who have finished products. We think about people who are professionals, and we don't think we measure up enough, and why bother? And so when somebody says, I'm not creative to me, I go, no, we're all creative. It's just we just need a little bit of help getting over those barriers of thinking that we're not good enough and no one will love us if we're not good. And so those are the kind of the tools that I try to give people in the book in a funny way I love self-help books, but I never really related to them as much because they weren't funny and whimsical and playful. And you're right. If we can look at all problems as a game to be solved in a playful way, we can get over barriers a lot easier in our life without bashing our heads into them and thinking that we're a failure because we don't have an answer in an instant. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you are actually compared from the Los Angeles Times, speaking of being funny, compared to some very funny ladies out there, Mindy Kaling, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, the list goes on and on. When it comes about your book, relating it to their books, that has to be some kind of honor there, a little accolades for you.
Oh, it's amazing company to be in. Those are all women who I admire so much.
Yeah.
And they're all women who are known for being a creator and a performer. And that's kind of what I love doing. I like straddling that line of creating things, but also being the face of it. And that's my passion in life. And it's taken a long time to embrace who I am. And that's why I hope this book kind of shortcuts that for a lot of people, whether it's a teenager or someone who's retired looking for an outlet.
Excellent. And if you could give maybe somebody listening right now that wants to start that creative process, of course, they're going to pick up your book, Embrace Your Weird, and all types of tips in there. But where could they start? What do you think is a nice starting point for them?
I think the best place to start is be bored a little bit more. I think we fill our lives constantly with media and information and other people's creativity. And if we just give our brain a break a little bit every day just to kind of wander, to explore the world a little bit without being occupied, I promise you, amazing creative thoughts will start, and you just need to carry a little pad around and write them down, whether it's just a way to solve a problem that you have in your life or, you know, maybe an idea that I really would like to try watercolor. Those are the things we have to give our brain space in order to figure out who we are, because if we're always shoving things in our mouth and our brain, we don't have time to breathe and get to know ourselves as we kind of change throughout life.
Yeah, very well said. I think that's a great idea. Always writing things down seems to just seeing it on paper in front of you seems to kind of set off the light bulbs and even invigorate that passion a little bit for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we need to give ourselves credit. We're very interesting, but we don't really give ourselves a chance to be interesting or creative or playful after we get out of school. And I think, you know, especially as adults, if we have a little bit of that in our lives, we not only know ourselves better, but we just have more fun. And I think that's kind of a fundamental thing that I want to push in my book.
That book is Embrace Your Weird. Felicia Day, thank you so much for your time. Make sure that you go out there, everybody, and pick up the book wherever books are sold. You can find it online as well. And make sure that you follow Felicia Day on social media and everything else. Always a project that you're working on, which is just incredible. You got a personal podcast you're working on, as other, I'm sure, other creative projects for television and the web. And we wish you luck in all of your success.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Felicia. Have a great day.